Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Farai today. I don't know if you were watching yesterday over in the Rose Garden at the White House, but it looked like a medical emergency over there. There were nurses and doctors and hospital officials, ambulance
drivers.
Or
maybe it was the presidential episode of Scrubs.
Yeah, well, it could have been. Let's hope it doesn't turn out that way. There were few laughs. The president was sternly urging Americans to focus on health care and to get Congress to focus on health care. Here's just one of the statements he made.
It's time for us to buck up. Congress, this administration, the entire federal government, to be clear that we've got to get this done.
The president is talking about strategy there, but he's also talking about policy. The strategy is let Congress work out the details. I'll take care of the marketing of health care reform in the United States. Here to talk about whether that strategy can work and what are the tactics necessary to take what is a House bill to the Senate and get senators to vote on essentially the same program. Celinda Lake joins us. She's a Democratic strategist and president of Lake Research. She's on the line from Washington, D.C. Celinda, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to join you.
Now, you know, this is the polar opposite of what the Clintons tried to do, to create a kind of think tank policy statement that then would become legislation. That failed. Here, Obama has sort of given the details to Congress and now is going to fight the big fight from the bully pulpit. First of all, do you like that strategy? And it seems to me the audience isn't really the American people here as much as it is the Senate. That's tough.
Well, I would say a couple of things. First of all, I think it's a great strategy. And if there were ever a president who could make that strategy successful, it's this one. He really has the ability to command the public's attention. He has the ability to really define things for voters. And one of the biggest problems we have is you have over 80% of voters who want health care reform, but they're worried about the nature of the package. You also have two-thirds of voters who like this president, who think he's doing a good job, who trust him on health care. So if there were ever a president that successfully defined this to the public, that it's this one. But you're right, the real audience here is the Senate, and it's important to remember that 50 of the 60 Democrats had the president win their state or come very close in a purple state. So that already gives us a running start in terms of when they think about someone who won their state, when they think about someone who commanded the bully pulpit in their state, I think that provides them the courage they have to make this kind of change.
All right, well, Celinda, let's listen to this ad. The Democratic National Committee is responsible for the content of this ad, but these are going to start running across the country to make the argument, the precise argument that you hope and the Obama administration hopes will make senators think twice about voting too aggressively against what's coming out of the House. Here.
My son has cerebral palsy and epilepsy. He's 4.
When I lost my job, I lost my health insurance, too.
My insurance company wouldn't fully cover me when I got sick.
My father-in-law walks with a limp because he didn't have health care.
My husband's job covered us until he was laid off.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for health care reform.
Now, those voices from advertising are contrasted with one of our listeners. Listen to this, Celinda.
I wouldn't be willing to pay one extra cent for health care. I think it could all be financed through control of waste, mostly in the legislative and executive branches. One less state dinner and fewer congressional aides.
On the one hand, you have a concern for policy and medical emergencies. On the other hand, you have cynicism about the government getting anything done. It's a tough road to hoe.
Well, actually, it is a tough road to hoe. I heard your speaker slightly differently, which is I noticed he didn't come out against health care reform. All he said was that he didn't want to pay more for it, particularly until politicians cut back on the waste and perks that they get, which is a pretty typical response. It was also interesting. It sounded like the caller was, a white male, and those are the people least interested in health care reform. People of color and women are much more interested. But there are two things I think that are key to winning health care reform. One is that you have over 3/4 of voters who want change. They believe we need health care reform in this country. And, in fact, our firm is releasing today with POS, a Republican firm, a brand new poll that shows exactly that you have 3/4 of voters and a solid majority of every demographic and political group that thinks that we need reform of the system. The second thing I heard was that, or the second thing we know is that the cost of doing nothing is quite large. Voters believe overwhelmingly that their health care costs will keep rising out of control if we don't do something. Well, and so I think that's a very important part of the message as well.
So, Linda, just a quick question. There is a possibility on the table that President Obama in this could look at taxing employer-provided health insurance as part of paying for it. Would that change the game? Would people say, oh, no, I'm not going to be taxed on my health benefits to pay for this?
Well, taxing benefits, I believe, is a very, very bad idea, and most Democrats have now come out against it, and you have 80% of the public against it. The House bill, of course, said, you know, the wealthy should start paying their fair share, and for people who made over $350,000 a year, it's those people should not be paying lower tax rates than their secretaries do. So I think that the House version, which the president has endorsed, is the route to go here, and I think taxing benefits, which the Republicans are still for, but the Democrats are against, I think is a non-starter from the Democratic perspective.
Well, this bill started in the House because it's going to cost $1.5 trillion by constitutional, you know, they have to start in the House if they're going to, you know, be paid for through the Treasury. In some ways, it might be easier to market this to the House first rather than go to the Senate second now, but we'll see. The challenges are ahead. We're asking all of our listeners this morning, Celinda, what they would pay for in health care if they had to pay more taxes for benefits. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how they can reach us, and also on our website, mytake@thetakeaway.org.